Welcome to the Closer Look weekly broadcast of the Alive Vineyard. My name is Steve Osborne, Senior Pastor. We're taking a look at Jesus' incredible Sermon on the Mount this month. The Gospel of Matthew records Jesus giving us this message, and he begins with 8 Beatitudes. Now, Matthew's Gospel reveals Jesus as the Christ or Messiah, and is the fulfillment of the foretold in the Hebrew Scriptures, which is primarily our Old Testament. The kingdom of the Lord Jesus is the kingdom of God in heaven, and Matthew records that they're one and the same. Every time you see the word Lord in the Old Testament, that's Jesus. He's the one creating us. He's the one telling Noah how to build the ark. He spoke through a burning bush and met with Moses on Mount Sinai. Jesus is revealing himself to the Jews with every miracle, every parable, every teaching, and his Sermon on the Mount does just that. Matthew was writing to Jews steeped in Hebrew laws and religion. Jesus is telling them that God's laws are to make them happy or blessed. We see the law as restrictive and not happy. He is the King of the coming kingdom of heaven, and he offers us a way of life and promises us eternity. That's the Jesus of Matthew. You can watch the live stream or listen to the audio on our website to catch the first 3 Beatitudes, and I'll cover the 4th Beatitude in this podcast, and we'll cover the final 4 this Sunday, October 13th at 10 a.m. Matthew took curious notes and was divinely inspired to remember and record this sermon. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be the sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who went before you. Now that first beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, that's referring to the humble. Poor in spirit means humility, humble. And that's in they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Well, he's telling us the avenue of salvation in that first beatitude. In other words, you have to recognize that you are a sinner. You have to be poor in spirit. You have to humble yourself before God before you'll ever be able to say, I'm sorry, forgive me my sins. This is the beatitude of conversion or getting saved. Poor in spirit is what we have to become if we're going to be able to see God. The second beatitude is blessed are those who mourn. Now that's not mourning death, but mourning the death of a fallen nature. In other words, they're going to be comforted. When you come to the point when you accept Christ from the first beatitude, the first thing you do is start losing friends and people turning against you on account of Christ. And so you have to have an avenue of a spirit-controlled life. You're going to be comforted. If you can begin to mourn the old life and the old ways, then God's going to provide you with the Holy Spirit. Now the third commandment, beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? These are the kind and gentle. Seems like an oxymoron, doesn't it? The meek are going to inherit the earth. This is the avenue of peace, even world peace. The meek means to be kind and gentle. And that's who God is wanting to take control. And if all of us would be meek, if we would all have an attitude of peace, even world peace, would be available to us. St. Gregory of Nyssa saw the Beatitudes as arranged like so many steps so that they facilitate an ascent one to another, and this is what happens when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, when we lament our old way of living, and mourn even our old way of living. And thirdly, it makes us meek and gentle and kind, and people want to be around us, and it's contagious. And then here that we get to the fourth beatitude, and that's the one I want to cover today a little more fully. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, for they shall be satisfied. So if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be filled. You will be satisfied. That's a promise. And blessed means happy. And so we're supposed, these are the things that make us happy in the Christian life. When you are blessed, when you hunger for and thirst for righteousness, for those who have a desire to worship God, that's righteousness. Those who want to see and put their heads in the clouds a little bit. Those who get excited about having some quiet time or devotions. They're going to be satisfied. When you get in that closet to pray, you're going to find that you're not in there by yourself, that you've got Jesus right there with you. This is the avenue of holiness. This is the avenue of holy living. It is not mere observance of the law, as you see in Matthew 5:20, but rather it's an expression of brotherly love, like 1 John 3:10. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he that loveth is born of God. And he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Jesus will repeat this message as he teaches us how to pray. His kingdom come, his will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And if we can find a way to bring Jesus into our lives and recognize it in our heart, that's where Jesus resides, then Jesus, and we concentrate on Jesus, and we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, righteousness becomes a part of who we are. And we have this desire to worship God, and we want to get together with other people and worship God. We get excited about opportunities just to sing and to praise his holy name. And we know that God inhabits the praises of his people, according to Psalms. A continuous desire for justice and moral perfection will lead every one of us to a fulfillment of that desire, a transition, a conversion to holiness. And this is what you need to know. The more you seek after righteousness, the more God comes close to you. He speaks to your heart. He whispers in your ear. You know that he loves you because you're in communication with him, and he's in communication with you. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice." And when you find time to spend time in prayer and worship, by yourself especially, but even when you're in a group, God begins to speak in you and through you. And then you'll find, even in your casual conversations with other people, that Christ is going to rise to the surface in the conversation, because he wants you to participate with him in reaching to those people around you. And these are the Beatitudes. These are the be happy attitudes. Let's sum them up real quick. Blessed are the poor in spirit. These are the humble, remember. These inherit the kingdom of heaven. These are the people getting saved. They humble themselves before God and accept his salvation. Then that leads us to mourn our fallen nature. We're going to be comforted as we look back. We're going to die to our old selves and live to the new, the spirit-controlled life. And then that makes us, our attitudes, a little more meek and gentle, just like Jesus. And the meek will inherit the earth. And that brought us to the fourth beatitude, which is blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because we desire to be like God. We desire to be in his presence. We want to worship God. We want to be filled with his Holy Spirit. This is the avenue to holiness. Join us this Sunday morning as we continue in the Sermon on the Mount, and we'll cover the last four Beatitudes. Our worship celebration is at 10 a.m. at 7602 Stewart Road, or catch us on Facebook Live, or record it at our website, www.alivevineyard.org. We can also be heard on K98 every Sunday at 11 a.m. If you have any questions, give us a call at 740-364-1750. My name is Steve Osborne, and thank you for listening to the Closer Look broadcast.